Got Jeff Schwartz for a couple minutes. And Jeff, appreciate it. We'll jump right into it because you know you got other responsibilities to do this morning. The Chiefs inking Chris Jones to that deal and, you know, with the mega contract with Patrick Mahomes. We know your brother's on that team. I mean, they're bringing back essentially everybody, added another piece in Clyde Edwards-Helaire, another weapon for Mahomes to work with. And, you know, you and I know that it is dumb to just assume things when it comes to the NFL, but man, it is hard to believe that this Chiefs team with the youth, with big pieces locked up for a number of years, that they're going anywhere for quite some time.
Well, if you look at where the roster is right now, they at least have a two-year window where you have like Eric Fisher, my brother, Kelce, Hill, Matthew, Clark, Jones, and Mahomes. Like the seven elite players on their team. I don't know if Fisher's quite there yet, but like the seven or eight elite players on their team are signed up through at least the end of 2021. So you have two seasons where you have to get after it. Now, obviously they can re-sign players, but look, the NFL, look, some of the guys are older, they may not re-sign, they might go somewhere else, you know, injuries take a toll. So it's really this window right now to win with the current roster. Now, obviously, you draft guys, and you bring in Juan Thornhill and Clyde Allaire, and you have Mecole Hardman. Like, you have guys that can take the place of some of these players, but it is hard to replace, like, a Frank Clark and a Mitch Schwartz and a Tyrann Mathieu, right? I mean, those guys are hard to replace, but, you know, this window right now is the chance for them to get after it.
When it comes to the Mahomes deal, as we're talking to Jeff Schwartz, you know, I think this is kind of a terrible hot take. I'm like, both sides won. Patrick Mahomes has got a boatload of cash coming his way, and it seems like the Chiefs have massaged this enough where you're going to have to pay elite quarterbacks, but it feels like towards the end of this deal, who the hell knows where the cap's going to be if he continues on this onward trajectory that we all assume he will. I mean, it seems like it's just a wise deal on both sides. It feels like a win-win.
Yes. It does, because look, the Packers all the money in the world. Plus, look, he's basically guaranteed to make most of the money. I mean, the way the guarantees vest, unless he gets, you know, cash off injury, he's making $477 million, right? And then you add the fact of his endorsements and everything else. I mean, the money is a lot, and so the way it's structured is that there's not a really big cap hit to like 2023. So you're allowed to sign Chris Jones. You can go get yourself maybe someone else in free agency next year, or you can re-sign someone else. You know, you give Hill another big deal and you give Kelce some more money, right? So you can keep kind of your stars they're happy. And that's why this deal was done in the way it was done. And so both sides, you're right. Both sides win. It doesn't happen very often where both sides win. But they did. I know people are, you know, saying, well, Pat Mahomes shouldn't sign a 12-year deal again. He loves Andy Reid. He loves Kansas City. He just won a Super Bowl. He doesn't need to get another deal in 5 years. He took financial stability and really home life stability over, you know, doing another deal and making, what, $100 million? Some, I know it's a lot of money, but for a guy that has $500 million, is it really worth going through all that again in 5 or 6 years?
All right, Jeff, before we let you run, I know you got other responsibilities, so about a minute.
Yeah.
What does this year look like for Dak? He's going to play under the franchise. It's a lot of money. You know, will Jerry ultimately open up the pocketbook and pay Dak Prescott?
I don't think so. They have a chance to do it. Here's the most telling thing, all right, is that Mike McCarthy got hired and did not talk to Dak Prescott for at least a week. Like didn't pick up the phone if he was driving home or driving back to the hotel or at the facility watching film, you know, the fourth day he's on the job. He didn't even call him. Not once, the first week. That's absolutely insane to me.
Yeah, that is. Hey, Jeff, appreciate the time, man. We'll catch up down the road.
All right, take care, bud.
There he is, Jeff Schwartz, at Jeff Schwartz on Twitter. Older brother of Mitchell Schwartz on the Kansas City Chiefs. He does a ton of things. He's all over the place, and that's why we had to squeeze him in now because he's got other responsibilities. But check out his podcast as well. Jeff Schwartz is smarter than you. He always gives great analysis. He gives pretty good takes. He stands by what he says on Twitter. So good stuff there from Jeff Schwartz. We appreciate him coming in.